This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And joining us now is the swashbuckling, dashing old friend of mine, Hugh Schofield, BBC correspondent in Paris. Good morning, Hugh.
Well, thank you very much, John.
It's great to hear your voice once again.
Yeah, and likewise.
Let's talk about this serious story in France. A parliamentary commission this morning has recommended that Muslim women should not be allowed to wear face-covering veils in public service facilities such as hospitals, schools, and public transport. The French have already banned such garments in state schools. Where is this likely to go, and how controversial is it?
It's likely to come into law. I mean, as you say, this is a first step. It's a parliamentary committee, so nothing's going to happen straight away. And there's going to be a long gap now because we've got elections coming up, and they don't want to push this through before those regional elections in March. But, you know, there is political impetus behind this, and it seems to me more than likely that this law, which falls short of a full ban on the full veil, will come into effect probably, I don't know, later on this year. But it is controversial. Controversial in the sense that many people think that this is not enough. I mean, there's probably a majority of people who are saying in France they do want a complete ban on the full veil, the sort of wraparound eye face covering veil. But you know, there are also people who, of course, take completely the opposite view and say this is the government legislating on something which it has no business legislating on, and that it's cracking a nut with a very large sledgehammer, which is going to cause all sorts of problems for community relations.
Well, Hugh, listen to the voice of this French Muslim woman, Nora Rami.
I think that personally, as far as I'm concerned as a Muslim, I don't think it's religious obligation, so I have a few problems with it. But at the same time, I don't think that banning the wearing of niqab will be the solution to the problem.
What is the, remind us of the problem that she's referring to, and why a majority think it's disruptive for Muslim women to wear observant clothing in public?
Well, you've got to remember two things. One, France is a country with a very, very strong, one could almost say radical secular tradition, which feels absolutely no compunction because of its sort of its sense of self of the revolutionary past. Has no compunction at all about insisting on a secular public lifestyle. It feels it had a long battle of the Christian Church back, which only ended 100 years ago or less. There's a common feeling that a battle, a new front line has opened up in which the state, the secular state, has to assert itself. On the other hand, there is evidence, anecdotal evidence, but I mean, from my eyes, in my neighbourhood, I see it happening that the all encompassing veil is appearing. I mean, it's very, very rare and marginal still, but 5 years ago you never saw it in France. Now you do see it, and that offends certain people, not just women, but also many people who are very attached to France and its republic.
Indeed.
So we've had a bit of a, it's all come together, and now there's this great pressure to do something.
Well, change is afoot, and we're talking about it this morning, the possibility that French women will not be allowed to wear face-covering veils in public service facilities such as hospitals, schools, and public transport. Talking with Hugh Schofield. Hugh, if I come to Paris, can I crash at your place?
Yeah, no problem.
I got five kids now.
Well, I've still got your book on my shelf.
All right, Hugh Schofield.
Yeah, remember that?
BBC correspondent. Yes, indeed. Thanks.